Hummingbird feeders are popular with hummers and humans alike, but in order for the feeders to benefit rather than hurt our tiniest avian jewels, there are many precautions people need to take. One South American study indicated that sugar is much better than honey because honey can cause fungus diseases. We have to thoroughly clean out the feeder to prevent other kinds of fungus and bacteria, and we must add fresh sugar water every 2 or 3 days to prevent fermenting fluid from causing liver damage. Also, we have to avoid red food coloring, which isn't good for anyone. It's important to keep the sugar-to-water ratio at 1:4. If all that isn't enough to worry about, there's yet another danger from hummingbird feeders, this time involving the perches. It turns out that on very cool mornings when a hummer hunkers down on a perch for a quiet breakfast, the cool fluid sucked in from the feeder can lower its body temperature enough to lead to hypothermia. If the feeder has no perches, then the hummingbird can't just sit around sipping, and the work it must do, beating its wings to hover, will maintain its body temperature at a safer, warmer level. This was discovered by the director of the Bitterroot Audubon Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Montana when her husband observed hummers going into hypothermic shock and literally dropping from the feeders with perches on cold mornings. They recovered when warmed up. After all, hummingbirds are perfectly capable of letting their body temperatures drop 20, 30, or even 40 degrees at night to conserve energy. But hummingbirds can control when they go in and out of this state of torpor, always going to a safe, sheltered place before entering this vulnerable condition. If they keel over in hypothermic shock at a bird feeder, chances are they're going to be picked up by a cat, dog, squirrel, grackle, crow, or even a big spider or dragonfly before they can recover. This only happens when both the air temperature and the sugar water are cool, and only when the hummingbird is perched. To hover at a feeder requires it to beat its wings about 70 times per second, which generates plenty enough heat to keep it out of danger. Many people get orioles, downy woodpeckers, or sometimes other birds at their hummingbird feeders, birds unable to hover. To keep these visitors happy, it might be best to take off the feeder perches in early evening and then to replace them at mid-morning each day. Then again, if you replace the sugar water with lukewarm water at daybreak each morning, the hummers can maintain their temperature more easily. All in all, it's not easy being green, and it's even harder trying to keep a tiny green bird both happy and safe at your bird feeder. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.